And 6 o'clock p.m.
on 90.7.
WJXC.org.
WJXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
And welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM, Anchor-Casco, Hudson. You're listening to Forgotten Geek. This is Corey McCaslin coming to you from Hilo and Catskill. So, bird flu, panic 2, electric boogaloo, a.k.a. the coronavirus, is impacting the entertainment industry as well. Following multiple studios pulling out the annual SXSW Festival, it was canceled at the bequest of the city of Austin. And just yesterday, Chief Festival Exec Roland Swenson said next year's event may also be in danger, especially as their insurance doesn't cover pandemics. Seattle's Emerald City Comic Con has also been rendered TBA till summer, at earliest, following multiple guest cancellations. Fringe TV trade show MIP TV has also been canceled, and while he might have no time to die, James Bond will have more time till the final Daniel Craig outing. MGM having to suck up nearly $50 million in costs to push the 25th installment back to November due to many of the major international markets seeing theater closures to combat the spread. Speaking of pandemics, Heat Vision reports the long-in-development film adaptation of acclaimed fungi zombie game The Last of Us has been abandoned in favor of an HBO series to be run by Chernobyl creator Craig Mazin, with original game creative director Neil Druckmann heavily involved. Ownership changes to a premier Dead Tree Media company are coming in. Viacom CBS announcing they're seeking to sell Simon Schuster, the nearly century-old publisher whose roster has included overtime Fitzgerald, Le Guin, and King, is reportedly being eyed by two of the other big five publishers, HarperCollins and Hachette Book Group. Staying in the literary realm, to put it loosely, Universal has optioned E.L. James' Mister, the scintillating follow-up to Fifty Shades of Grey. But a definite classic is one step closer to coming to life, as The Hollywood Reporter announced Lionsgate has won the bidding war for Judy Blume's Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, to be produced by James L. Brooks, and Edge of 17 writer/director Kelly Freeman Craig handling those duties. The famously adaptation of Verse Bloom also just closed the deal with Hulu to adapt her Summer Sister series. Foolish and Izzle, Dear Watson. The rap broke that Snoop Dogg is exec producing an adaptation of Joe Ives' four-novel series IQ, a Sherlock Holmes reinvention focusing on a genius African-American private eye who teams up with a reformed Crip on a case. Taika Waititi will be expanding the wondrous world of Willy Wonka for Netflix as part of their deal with the Roald Dahl estate, producing and writing and directing two animated miniseries, Spin and Alla Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, with one focusing specifically on the Oompa Loompas. Netflix is bringing an early classic of the comic strip variety back for a gender-flipped edition. Hunger Games director Francis Lawrence will direct what is still being called Little Nemo in Slumberland, but he'll now follow the adventures of Nemo.
the trailer, not the early one that you wish upon, not the northern one that guards in the sailors. You've got that cut so gentle and sweet, but you've got that look so critical. Can't talk to you, babe, you know I get so weak. Sometimes I think that love is just mythical. Up there's a heaven, down there's a town. Blackness everywhere, a little light shine. Blackness, blackness, dragging me down. Come on out again in this heart of mine.
Live feed reports that Luke Evans and Josh Gad will reprise their roles for a 6-episode Disney Plus miniseries exploring and expanding the backstory and world of the live-action Beauty and the Beast. Once upon a time, creators Adam Horowitz and Eddie Kitsis show running, along with Gad and Alan Menken providing new songs. The Proud family are returning louder and prouder. Creator Bruce W. Smith returning along with the original voice cast for a revival of the acclaimed early 2000s Disney Channel animated sitcom for Disney+. The return of Lizzie McGuire is in doubt, though Hilary Duff took to Instagram after news broke that Love, Simon spin-off Love, Victor is being moved from Disney+ to Hulu, because it isn't family-friendly enough, despite those involved saying there's nothing too adult in their show. In her message, she confirmed Variety's report that production had stalled since January and that showrunner Terry Minsky was removed due to the Mouse's desire to keep it PG, whereas they want to do a full exploration of Lizzie as an adult, concluding the post with a request for the show to also move to Hulu so they can maintain their original vision. Coming eventually to a screen near you down the road might be the new Star Wars setting to be introduced in print and four colors this August. Disney Publishing announced Star Wars The High Republic, a massively interconnected publishing initiative of novels and comics that'll cover the height of the Great Republic and the Jedi Order 200 years before Episode 1, so the only likely familiar face will be a middle-aged Yoda. Established EU publishers Marvel, IDW, and Del Rey will be joined by new partners Viz Media and Titan Publishing, among others. Ava DuVernay is working on several fronts to bring some fresh ideas to the genre. With Amazon and Rise of Skywalker second unit director Victoria Mahoney, she's adapting Octavia E. Butler's novel trilogy Lilith's Brood under the title of the opening 1987 installment Dawn, which focuses on a woman working with aliens to resurrect humanity 250 years after a nuclear holocaust. And with Warner's Animation, she's developing a series based on Tui T. Sutherland's fantasy saga, Wings of Fire, set in a world ruled by dragons. So now our next set, here are the Supremes with Put Yourself in My Place.
Oh, I'm becoming a man.
or I'll cry, or just be.
You're in the...
Mami, 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 mami. You're in the Afrosonic Taxi with your driver, DJ K. And this week, we're visiting musicians from several of the countries on Trump's travel ban, trying to find out what makes these people so scary to Americans. We opened with two Somali singers, Saba Anglana and Miriam Mersal, who were able to escape a civil war and find refuge in Italy and Denmark, respectively. Let's move up the coast of East Africa to Eritrea with the Asmara All-Stars featuring Mahmoud Ahmed Omar.
This is the sound of Eritrea, the music of Asmara.
Thank you. tanow fi wasayne hey hayno kuma barine nanu lu uqdna arhayne nan dado digit takarne aka bahne kanadige alle no hasloom la me gadi ay makana andne ina dalte mun fol sire
kutoridhika yajayo yanakungoja we ndio dira we
ya maisha haya
we ndio dira dunia ya leo mama we nyumbani nyumbani kwenu we mgeni ndani kaingia rafiki yake kaingia shemeji naye kaingia barandani humo he he fumba la ujinga ni upumbavu aliyeweza kufumba kala shavu mwalevu asiye sinzia sungura kijanja janja we yajayo yanakungoja we ndio dira we Nyumbani nyumbani kwenu we mgeni ndani kaingia shemeji naye kaingia baba wa zamani kaingia barandani humo he he ya la 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 sala ya la la sala Dar es Salaam kila lushi kutuliomba Afrika ya mama tigashe mose ise Pamoja yo yo po 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 pamoja po 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 tuli ho 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 ya la 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 salam ya la la salam Dar es Salaam kila lushi kutuliomba Afrika ya mama tigashe mose ise pamoja yo yo po 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 pamoja po 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 tuli ho
Siti and the Band, and Ashimba, both of Tanzania, one of the 13 countries affected by the executive order that blocks their residents from permanent immigration into the U.S. After the band was expanded on February 21st, it now targets 320 million Muslims and roughly one quarter of all Africans. Luckily for us, musicians are much more accepting of people from other cultures. Most of the artists on this show have collaborated with others from different countries and different cultures. Here is the Israeli band Yemen Blues, with members from another band country, Yemen.
Thank you. بقلبه عشان حبه عشان ما حبش من قبله طول الحياة بحب عيني عشان عارفة انه الحياة في بعدك عني لا مش حياة واحب روحي عشان راحت دابت في روحك وارتاحت من كل عشان اقدر اعيش لك اكتر واكتر حبيبي انا واحب ليل عشان اسهر اتمنى واحلم وافكر فيك يا انا شوف قد ايه حبك عندي لو حد بيحبك قدي حيكون انا
Cheb Jelani of Libya, and before that, the Syrian band Tutard, coming to you from the studios of KPSQ LP in downtown Fayetteville, Arkansas. You're in the Afrosonic Taxi, and we're exploring music from artists who are under the U.S. travel ban. Next up, from the land of the band, Nigerian singer and rapper Nneka.
According to Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Look up on the sky and tell me what is there for us to see. So many mornings dead we wake up, no money in the pocket to be. Never stop to take the shortcut.